Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. Time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie over at Lutheran Senior Services, LSSLiving.org. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you this morning?
I am excellent this morning. It's Thursday. It's a new day. It may be a little chilly outside, but that makes it just all the more warm inside.
That's right. That's right. It is about 18 here. I don't know. What is it?
Let me check my phone here. I did not even look at that this morning, believe it or not. It looks like, according to my phone, wait a minute. That can't be. It looks like we're warmer than you.
21.
22. I've got 22 on my phone. So for Woodbury. So, just popped up to 22.
That's a heat wave.
Yes, you're right. I see. I've got a whole list of these on my phone of all these important places to me where people are so I can keep track of their weather. So when I pull up my temperature, I also pull up different people, and I have St. Louis on there. Mine says 16 for you guys.
It depends on what part of the city you're checking. So, yes.
Wow. Now, isn't that unusual? A week ago, we talked about how we were getting ready for 30 below wind chills. and now to think that we actually here in Minnesota are warmer than you in St. Louis, amazing. Amazing things happen. So what I wanted to chat about today, Andy, is an opportunity, a couple of different things. This is going to be like a potpourri or a buffet. Or a Minnesota terms, a hot dish, where you just throw everything in together.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. There you go. So anyway, first of all, there was a great event last week. I did want to just circle back. The event January 14th mm-hmm. at Concordia Lutheran Church, Aging Like Fine Wine, featuring Dr. Kurt Senske, sponsored by Lutheran Senior Services and Thrivent. First of all, a big thank you to Concordia Lutheran Church for hosting it, opening their doors to do this. I understand a great time was had by all. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was here. I was not able to attend. But my understanding is about 150 people attended. They came from various Lutheran congregations around the St. Louis area there, had a great time. And so thank you so much for allowing us to chat about that on the air and let people know that it was happening.
It was. I heard good things about it from those who attended. So
good.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I hear that Dr. Senske was a great speaker, and just the time to fellowship and visit afterward with the wine and cheese reception was great, too.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to have more of those types of things, and we'll always be sure the KFUO listeners know about them. And what we also want the KFUO listeners to know about is a project. Now, this was just announced last Thursday, so I did not know about it when I was on the air with you, and actually did not even know about it until a couple of days ago, being a little separated from LSS. But I did want to put a shout-out to everyone. There is a partnership between Lutheran Church of the Webster Gardens, Webster Gardens, or what many of us call Webster Gardens Lutheran Church, and Hidden Gems, the resale shop that mm-hmm. Lutheran Senior Services operates, both on Watson Road in the Webster Groves Crestwood area. They have partnered up to collect items for flood victims. So I've got a list here I would like to just share with the listeners. They are being all of these items. They know that there's a lot of people that are collecting clothing and that are collecting food. So this is kind of unique. It is actually more of the household type items. So Hidden Gems and Webster Gardens are teaming up to help the flood victims. You can drop off any of these items at either Webster Gardens or Hidden Gems. I'll give those addresses in just a moment. But they are looking for, in the new item category, new blankets and sheets, towels, mattresses, and pillows. You know, if anybody goes to Bed Bath & Beyond, they mm-hmm. recently sent out one of those 20% off coupons. This would be a great time to do that. And there's a lot of the white sales going on. New blankets and sheets, towels, mattresses, and pillows. New or gently used items, couches, washers and dryers, microwaves, refrigerators. Those are some of the items. In fact, I'm going to look right now and see online here quickly whether there's a larger list that might be happening. But, you know, now would be the time then if you indeed possibly are thinking of getting a new couch, If you're thinking of replacing, you know, the couch or the washer and dryer, some of those things, now would be a great time to actually think about doing that and help someone else out at the same time. I'm looking real quickly here to see if there's any more on the list. I had just written those down. It's taken me a little while.
Those are all things.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit bigger list. It is kitchen utensils, pots and pans, towels, dishes, glasses, dinnerware. So in the new and gently used category, couches, washers and dryers, microwaves, refrigerators, pots and pans, kitchen utensils, towels, dishes, glasses, dinnerware. So think kitchen or household items. If you're thinking of replacing any, if you had set some aside for a garage sale down the line, donating them to Hidden Gems and Webster Gardens Lutheran Church would be a great thing for the flood victims. They can be dropped off. Bring the items before January 31st. That's the deadline that I've been given. It can be Webster Gardens Lutheran Church, which is 8749 Watson Road, or at Hidden Gems Resale Shop, 9051 Watson Road. Both on Watson Road, about just not even probably a mile apart from each other. Hidden Gems is behind the Applebee's there on Crestwood Road. Hidden Gems, 9051 Watson Road, Webster Gardens Lutheran Church, and Lutheran Church, 8749 Watson Road. And I will give this, I will mention this again next week too, in case anybody forgets.
All of those are things that sometimes we take for granted in, you know, when we're living our normal life, or we might call a comfortable life, you know, those things, sheets and blankets and all those things we have around our home that we have to wash regularly and that sort of thing. We consider even, not only do we take them for granted, but sometimes consider it inconvenient or annoying to have to do all those chores.
Absolutely.
And it, you know, when you're without them, that's when you realize it's a blessing to be able to be a steward of those things.
Absolutely. And you know what? It it also reminds us that that we have we are so blessed, and this is our opportunity, of course, to bless others. I'm thinking here in our home, my husband and I have often said, you know what? There are just items around here that we have had for years. We love, they all have stories behind them, some of them more than others. But I even think now in my case, I wish I were down there, I've got towels in my linen closet, more towels than we will even need, even if we have company. So I'm sure there are many of us that have those extra things. I open up my utensil drawer in the kitchen, and I think about, I might have two of this or two of that, you know, or something I know somebody else would use, this would be a great time to do that. A blender. I mean, I've got two blenders, for heaven's sakes. You know, somebody could use a blender. So if there is something in your home that you have extra, then I would just, in the household item or kitchen item, couches, you're going to replace it. My goodness, even a microwave that still works well, but you upgraded in your house and you've got it stuck in your closet somewhere, these would be a great help to the flood victims.
Absolutely. It's a great way to serve around here.
Yeah, and just a quick shout-out. I did want to say happy anniversary, or kind of a happy birthday. a happy second anniversary. Yesterday, Wednesday, January 20th, was our second anniversary of having the program Senior Connections under the LSS umbrella. Senior Connections was started many years ago by the Singer Institute, but when the executive director Stacy Singer passed away, then Lutheran Senior Services took Senior Connections under our wing. And Senior Connections, for those of you who do not know, is a program of training relational volunteers and then matching the relational volunteers with residents in care centers and nursing homes around the St. Louis area who do not get regular visits. So right now, in these 2 years, I just heard this statistic yesterday, that in the 2 years, Lutheran Senior Services has logged more than, Senior Connections, has logged more than 3,000 visits and 6,000 hours of spending time with people in nursing homes. And you may not realize, as many don't realize, that the statistic is out there that almost, believe it or not, almost 60% of seniors in long-term care settings never receive a single visitor. Senior Connections places volunteers in more than 50 nursing homes and care centers around the area. You can find a list and even more information about this if you go to the Lutheran Senior Services website, lssliving.org. And you can either type in Senior Connections to the search bar, or if you go along the side, you click Home and Community-Based Services, and then a page comes up, and then on the sidebar, you'll see Senior Connections. But if anybody is interested in learning more, they can speak with Sandy at 314-446-2526. That's Sandy at 314-446-2526. Our relational volunteers are paired with lonely or vulnerable seniors for once-a-week visits, and it's an absolutely incredible a program. If you do go on the website and you look at the program, there are a couple of videos there that are great to watch. One video is of one of our volunteers with the person that he visits. And then another video, if you click on down the page to other tabs, there's a chaplain at Friendship Village in Chesterfield on video who talks about the impact of the visitors, the relational volunteers that come. And you think about that, you've got a chaplain who strives to make sure that he touches everyone's life, he or she touches everyone's life, but really can't do that and considers this program a partnership in his ministry. So if anyone is interested in touching lives that way, 314-446-2526. So from that standpoint, just a very quick devotional closeout. You know, we think about this time, winter, cabin fever, loneliness. If you have a senior in your life that you know lives alone in their home, really do take the time to reach out to them. I think of Psalm 25, verses 16 to 17. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. How wonderful it would be if we would take the time to be that agent of God's love to others who, especially in winter, might be lonely, to just bring a plate of cookies, just bring yourself, or even pick up the phone and call. Even if it's someone you know across the country, take that moment, take that time today. Do that to God's glory, because he has done so much for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks, Jane, for sharing all this with us, especially the opportunities to serve right here in our community in the St. Louis area and help out flood victims, as well as volunteering as a relational volunteer. Both great opportunities.
Excellent. And so I will mention it again next week, and maybe we can all just route a little bit through our homes and see if we can help others.
Absolutely. Well, God's blessings on your week. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll study with Pastor Paul Frank from Hosanna Lutheran Church in Mesa, Arizona today. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.